1027.
Thursday morning, Hot 1027 breakfast, and as per normal, we have with us Shona. Good morning, Shona.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. Reverend Shona's here every single Sunday morning, and we're glad to have her here on a Thursday as well to give us some words of wisdom. And what words do you have for us today?
Today I'm going to be looking at not having regrets.
I think that's a fine thing, because guilt and regrets doesn't get you anywhere.
No, it doesn't. It is actually wasted energy, but you can make sure that you live today differently. Mm. So Dee Santana says there's a difference between missing what actually was and missing what you hoped it could be. So having had a family reunion, I think that is what we discussed a lot. What we hoped things could have been and how we're going to make things different in the future. So missing what you hoped it could be could mean that you're dreaming or looking through rose-colored glasses and remembering things differently. But for me, it definitely talks about regrets. And as you said, most of us have regrets. And usually there's nothing we can do about them. Whatever has happened is in the past. The opportunity for reconciliation or to make things right or to do it differently may have passed. But we do have the opportunity, as I said, to make sure that tomorrow, when you're listening to The Breakfast Show and you wake up, that you don't look back on today and have regrets. When we look back a week from now, we don't have regrets. So that means we're sort of living well today, mindfully, with purpose. It also means being kind, being very careful of the words you use, because once those words are out there, you can't take them back. It means that we need to accept responsibility for our actions, emotions, and decisions. We have to acknowledge the role we play in shaping our lives and accept that we have the power to change and grow. And I think M. Scott Peck picks up on this. And for me, when we do this, it means living mindfully. We need to engage in honest introspection, self-reflection, understanding our strengths, areas for growth, challenges. In one way, self-discipline is also very, very important. Mm-hmm. And it makes sure we don't have regrets. I've just completed that coaching course, as you know, so I had to study, something I hadn't done for a while, and write an exam, which took a few hours.
Oh, my dear.
So every day, there was something else that I would have preferred to have done. Every single day. I think Simon also studied. He knows what that's like.
Yeah, I do.
But
hardest thing in the world when you're an adult.
It is tough. It's tough.
I mean, as a child, it's kind of expected of you. As an adult, there's always something more exciting to do.
Yeah.
But I don't have regrets that I did it. It was challenging. It was fantastic. It's opened up a whole new world for me. So we need to also then be open to new thoughts, new good experiences. I stress good experiences, not doing something silly. Expanding our own understanding of the world. And most important, expanding our experience of the world and people in it. I believe in this world that we need to be careful of instant gratification. Because then we have, and Bunny and I probably know this, buyer's remorse. So just be careful of that. Learn to delay gratification. Because sometimes what we wait for then is far better than the instant reward that we might get now. And again, I could bring up studying. You have an instant reward if you go and enjoy yourself, but you have a long-term reward if you study and you have that behind you.
So true.
So for me, we also then also need to embrace the concept of grace. And that's so important for me when we look at living in this world. M. Scott Pegg recognizes that life is more profound than the physical, and he says we need to do that. I see this when we deal with people with terminal illnesses. They often have regrets that they didn't spend more time looking at the non-physical world. But even in business, people are looking now at your spiritual quotient when they interview you. I think it's an American thing, but I think it's quite important. They want to know that people have some sort of spiritual understanding because it leads to a greater depth of living. So as we journey through this life, let's not miss what actually was. Let's have things as they are, as they should be. Life is good. There's so many new opportunities and experiences. Embrace life. Practice self-discipline, self-awareness. Live mindfully. And when tomorrow you look back on today, don't have regrets. God bless.
And I'm totally with you on the studying thing. And it made me think, Parky, you should really get your standard 8.
Maybe standard 7.
You're right.
Excuse me.
Wow, Shona.
Reverend Shona in to give us some words of wisdom again this week. Have a wonderful day.
God bless.
Hot 1027.